Fisherman Ivanildo do Amor Divino has worked most of his adult life here. 4 years ago, we visited Vergel do Largo, a shanty town on the shores of the Mundau Lagoon. Day and night, the men dove for a tiny mussel-like shellfish called sudulu, while the women and children toiled to extract the seafood inside. They barely eked out a living. But now, even that's gone. Ivanildo wants us to see that floods earlier this year destroyed the livelihood of more than 1,200 families.
Only shells. They're all dead. There's nothing here.
Ivanildo lives in a tiny shack with his wife and two daughters.
There's a lot of hunger here. Yes, hunger. A lot of hardships. We can't make a living anymore.
The floods also destroyed many of the shacks. But only a few families have been offered an apartment in a public housing project that is swallowing up their shanty town, leaving many, like Maria Rosa da Silva, with nowhere to live.
And we don't get anything, nothing, just promises. They review your file, and if you're old, you don't get anything.
State and federal aid is irregular and insufficient. 15 years ago, Brazil had eradicated extreme poverty. But 6 years ago, the situation began reverting, and now Brazil is back on the hunger map.
According to Brazil's Institute on Food Security, today more than 33 million Brazilians are going hungry, and nowhere more so than here in the state of Alagoas. In the absence of effective policies to combat poverty and unemployment, malnutrition and hunger has more than doubled, and that is having a devastating impact on the development of children like these.
Academics point out that the last two governments began reducing or eliminating social programs long before the pandemic.
The existence of hunger is a political decision. Hunger is caused by the decision not to implement public policies that could fight it. There's been a political decision to prioritize other things.
And in the absence of a plan to eradicate extreme poverty, Vergel do Largo residents have started to breed food. A collective project to ward off hunger. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Maceió, Brazil.